This is Asia Weekly from the Voice of America, the podcast that goes beyond the headlines to uncover what's really happening and places events into context. After recent missile tests by North Korea, the United States and South Korea have agreed to deploy a missile shield on the peninsula. Beijing objects, saying the move will hurt bilateral ties and destabilize the region. Are they right? Hey everyone, Steve Miller here. So great to have you with me today. On Monday, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi called South Korea's decision to deploy the United States Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Anti-Missile Defense System, which is also known as THAAD, something that harms the foundation of mutual trust between Beijing and Seoul. Seoul asserts the missile shield's presence is needed in response to North Korea's provocative actions, and U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice seconds that and calls the deployment a purely defensive measure. Catherine Moon is a non-resident fellow at the Brookings Institution and professor at Wellesley College. I spoke with her on her cell phone at the airport while she was waiting for her flight. Now, she says the easiest way to understand China's objection to THAAD's deployment is to look back at a similar case with Russia under the George W. Bush administration. At the time, the United States
had intended to put missile defense system in Poland and the Czech Republic, and that got scrapped by Mr. Obama.
Moon notes that it took 10 years before the U.S. was able to place a missile defense system in Romania because there was a concerted effort by the United States to explain that this system wasn't aimed at Russia or wouldn't reduce Moscow's deterrence capabilities.
I think China is in a similar position. Even if it understands that the missile defense that is not directly aimed at compromising China's security, the fact that it would change the strategic balance to some extent on the peninsula, so close to Chinese soil, is, from their perspective, a threat no matter what the United States says.
The East-West Institute's East Asia Fellow, Jonathan Miller, says while China may have some concerns over their so-called second strike capabilities with regards to a strategic deterrence with the United States, he feels their objection has more to do with geopolitics. Miller says China sees
the acceptance of THAAD on the Korean Peninsula as potentially the precursor to a larger missile defense U.S.-led system in the region. And I think that they're quite concerned about stronger ties between the United States, Japan, and South Korea.
Catherine Moon acknowledges that while there hasn't been any overt Chinese policy to punish South Korea, Seoul has experienced a drop in tourism and economic trade levels.
So I think the Chinese people have ways of getting the signal to respond to this in a less escalated way.
Moon also feels that the international community shouldn't necessarily dismiss Beijing's sense of betrayal by South Korea. She says Beijing thought ties were improving with Seoul and that China had also indicated that it wanted to play a role in mediating discussions with North Korea. The move towards THAAD, she says, could possibly be seen as a slight against them by South Korea. But could the missile system prove destabilizing for the peninsula, as China asserts? Well, from the Chinese perspective, Jonathan Miller says, THAAD deployment is
not going to help tensions on the Korean Peninsula. It seems to be another element towards deterrence and perhaps stepping away a little bit from the kind of diplomatic approach to resolving tensions in the Korean Peninsula. I think the United States and South Korea are looking for a balanced policy, deterrence and diplomacy in order to resolve the situation in the Korean Peninsula. But I think that the Chinese position is that that the USROK side is tipping the side more towards deterrence and more towards force, and that's not going to be something that's good for the region.
Catherine Moon also says regional stability could be affected.
Only if the North Koreans react with something more severe than the missile test that they've already been launching.
Like explicitly targeting a site in South Korea, or if a North Korean missile test goes awry and the missile lands near the South Korean border or in Japanese territory. Moon says that what will most likely manifest in the region is an increase in diplomatic tension rather than physical, and that these issues will have to be addressed by the next U.S. administration. That's going to do it for this episode, but you know what? The conversation doesn't end here. What's your take on THAAD? Is it needed? Does it hurt relations with China? And could it destabilize the region? Please, share your answer with me on Twitter or Facebook. Just look for me at Steve Miller VOA or on our community Facebook page, VOA Now. If you enjoyed the show, please share it with your friends. And to get the podcast delivered to you automatically, be sure to subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast application. Thank you so much for joining me today. And until next time, be true to yourself and always be awesome.